Well, there.
Oh, let's see.
I lived at Mustang. It wasn't, well, we did have the Mustang post office there before, long before the Frisco Railroad was built through. Now this same railroad goes through our little town of Mustang. And we had a post office there that was called Mustang long before there was a railroad, so that was the reason they called it, still called it Mustang. It was, the town of Mustang was built on the place of the people who owned this little store and had the post office there.
When was the town built?
Let's see, about 1903, I guess. Maybe four.
Where did you trade before the town was built there?
Well, we traded at Yukon before that, and before that, there was a town across the North Canadian River about 15 miles from there where we went for groceries, right straight north of Yukon. It was across the Canadian River, though, north. It was in Canadian County. See, we lived right on the South Canadian River. Mustang is just 2 or 3 miles from the South Canadian River. And then the North Canadian, you know, goes into Oklahoma City and meanders through Oklahoma City. And it was right north of Yukon, but this other Frisco been done away with long ago. I've had people, old timers up there, argue with me that there was a town of Frisco, but there was, because I can remember very distinctly going there. And a few weeks ago, I had a friend that grew up north of Yukon, and I asked her, I said, Jesse, wasn't there a town named Frisco? Why, she said, of course there was. I said, I've gone to Frisco many a time. It was just about 2.5 miles from my father's homestead. And she said, that is where we got all of our early groceries in the early days. Just a little country town, and they freighted it in and all.
When did you leave there? When did you leave Mustang?
When did I leave Mustang? Well, I was never home much. You know, I was away teaching or working, something. I was married in 1908. That was my home, of course, when I went home, when I was home, when I wasn't away going to school or teaching or working.
Where did you teach?
Well, the last 3 years I taught was over here, right straight west of here, over there by where the Earlys live. Salt Creek School, it was a mile on west of where they live. And which way did you come into their place from the...
From Amber.
From Amber, well, I was going to tell you that
you crossed... That's
about 4 miles
west of Amber, isn't it?
Yeah, about 4 miles west of Amber. You crossed a creek over there, and the schoolhouse was right across that creek. And I used to have to swim horses across that. Lots and lots of times to get to my school. A member of my school board lived on one side of the creek, and his brother-in-law lived on the other, and whenever it came big rain, that Salt Creek just got up into a booming river. I'd go down there in the morning. I'd see the horse tied over at his brother-in-law's. I'd know that we had to ride the river that morning. I had a little girl that, in whose home I boarded, and there was a great big cottonwood tree, all the bark peeled off, slicker than slick. But the boys could do what they call coon the log. You know what that means?
Yeah.
Getting out on their hands and knees and go across. But Pearl and I couldn't do that. Our skirts got